Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Kabaza, and for today, we're getting into the world of banking, but more specifically, digital banking. And we're going to be talking to the team from Discovery Bank just to get a sense of what's going on in their universe. At the time of recording, they released their first half results, or what are known by some others as interim results, earlier this week. And the performance of Discovery Bank is one of the highlights that was called out in terms of the performance. And we're just going to get a sense of what's going on in that universe. Talking to Hilton Kellner, who is the head of that particular unit, that is the CEO of Discovery Bank, to get a sense of what's going on in that universe. Hilton, greetings to you today.
Hi, Mudiwe. Thanks for having me.
So, let's get a sense of what's going on in the world of Discovery Bank. As I said, you guys have just you've just announced your first half results for the financial year. Any specific call-outs you want to make, before we maybe get into the world of digital payments, AI, and things like that?
Yeah, so for us it was a really important period. The bank has grown strongly, grew by 32% to over a million clients. So crossing the million client mark was a great milestone for us during the period. We saw continued growth of deposits, advances, and very strong revenue growth, up 42% on the prior year. But for us, I think the real highlight and an exciting milestone for the bank was to cross overall profitability during the period, ahead of plan, and it sort of takes the bank into its next phase of the evolution of the bank as a profitable digital bank that's growing and scaling exceptionally well.
Now, reading through, some of the material that came out this week as part of, that results announcement, I do understand that Discovery Bank reached that point of profitability, ahead of what had originally been thought, ahead of plan. What tipped over, that particular growth, and what do you think was able to be the driver? I'm sure there's a lot of things going on, in the bank, whether we're talking home loans, whether, client acquisition, all of this stuff. Like, what is it that tipped you guys over?
So I don't think it was one little thing. this was kind of, I think, everything coming together. Very strong client growth. So we're seeing client acquisition and onboarding of well over 1,000 clients, new clients a day. Mm. Very exciting for us is that two out of three new clients to the bank every day are completely new to the Discovery Group. So the bank itself is now starting to feed the rest of the group as well. We then saw continued strong engagement amongst our entire client base, so kind of growth of the client base and then increased engagement per client within the base. So clients using things like our new home loans product, our value-added services, and just starting to use the bank more and more as their primary bank. And so we're seeing high levels of activity. And so you've got this kind of flywheel effect of really high-quality clients joining at an increasing rate, and the existing base of over a million clients, which now represent over 2.5 million accounts amongst them, starting to really engage and use the bank more and more. Our ecosystems of areas like travel, where our clients have now booked over a million flights using our rewards platform, our Vitality Travel booking platform in the bank, and our miles reward system is really kind of driving and encouraging clients to use the bank more and more. So bringing all of that together, and they're very, very scalable digital bank. So our bank is branchless. It's fully digital, and the ability to kind of add scale to it and leverage onto that digital platform without necessarily kind of increasing the fixed cost base significantly has enabled us to kind of widen these jaws of revenue and declining expense per client And the combination is really what's driven that profitability number. So kind of a long answer, but in a sense, it's a bit of everything in a sense.
One of the things that you spoke about, you touched on just now, is you use the word ecosystem. You know, and you also mentioned the word vitality, which Discovery is famous for. In the world of, you know, technology, which I keep a huge eye on, people often talk about ecosystems as they pertain to devices. There's famously the Apple ecosystem, you know, and some of those others. How important has the Discovery ecosystem been when it comes to client acquisition? I'm very keen on that, especially in terms of, I guess, source of clients, how people are coming in. Is it, you know, in the garden, or are people coming from outside of the garden?
Yeah, so it's definitely both. You know, I think that for clients in the kind of the world of Discovery today, the bank represents a fantastic value proposition for a number of reasons. Firstly, the bank is effectively almost the operating system for the whole group in South Africa today. So as a Discovery client, whether it's through Discovery Health or on Vitality or Discovery Insure or Discovery Life or Discovery Invest, you can see your whole portfolio in the bank app. So you can kind of see your entire Discovery world. Very simply, it's easy to access through the bank app. Secondly, all of our behavioral reward systems, Vitality Health, our Vitality Drive, and our Vitality Money program, all of them aggregate, and the better you manage your health, the better you drive, the better you manage your money, the stronger the rewards, and the rewards stack on one another. So if you're managing your health, you can get discounts on your flights of up to 25%, local and international. That's a powerful reward. But if then you're then managing your money as well, that discount increases to up to 75% off flights. And the beautiful thing about it is it's all in the app. It's simple. You go into your banking app, you press transact, you go into the travel section, you can see all of your flights that you want to take. And the discounts fully embedded. So it's visible, it's easy to access for clients. You can book the flight, select the account that you want to pay from, and it just happens completely seamlessly. When you get to the airport, you use your Discovery bank card, you can go through the fast track and avoid the security. You can then go into our lounge, whether it's at Otambo or Cape Town or any of the international lounges that we have across our network. And then if you are traveling overseas, when you get to the other side, you can seamlessly open a Forex account and transfer dollars, pounds, euros, completely seamlessly, and then start using them using a virtual card. So kind of the entire travel ecosystem, including things like travel insurance and car hire and accommodation, can all be booked directly from our systems. And if you've got miles, our rewards currency, you can use them to pay for any of these things. So it really is kind of right from the start through to kind of completion of full ecosystem in our Discovery world. We've done similar things with fitness and healthy food with our partners, whereby if you're managing your health and managing your money, you can get discounts of up to 75% off healthy food at our partners, Checkers and Woolworths, or thousands of foods in those stores. So it really is a kind of a very, very compelling proposition for clients that are fully integrated across all of the Discovery products. As I said a little bit earlier, what's been really exciting for us is that today, 2 out of 3 new clients to the bank, so kind of between 800 to 1,000 clients a day are joining the bank, completely new to the Discovery Group. So while the bank works incredibly well for Discovery clients, and in fact, Discovery clients can get a free bank account, fully kind of digital Discovery account, which is effectively almost sort of a digital account that they can use for all of their Discovery products. The reality is that 2 out of 3 new clients to the bank today are completely new to the group. So we're attracting clients at a rapid rate from outside of our traditional Discovery client base as well. And that's really exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like it definitely would be, you know, quite exciting from that point of view. And especially given especially given the fact that as a digital bank, right, you don't suffer from, you know, maybe some of the systemic issues that the more established players, you know, worry from. So onboarding, all of that stuff, I'm sure, becomes a little bit easier from that point of view. But on that front of being a digital bank, one of the big curiosities on my side is investment from a technology point of view, right? Because usually when we talk about, people have so many different words that they throw out there, fintech, neobank, all of this stuff, right? The theory is that you're not shouldered with the legacy of, you know, some of the bigger players. But at the same time, anyone who's built a technology platform knows, you know, just how much you need to actually invest to make it happen. And for yourselves, you know, as you're reaching this critical mass, you're onboarding all of these people, you have to flex up your compute, you know, all of these things. So how are you looking, you know, from that point of view, in terms of where you are now, from a bank point of view, the investment that you've put in, you know, versus the revenue that you're able to eke out?
So I mean, we've invested billions in building the bank. And as you say, you know, the reality is to build a kind of a market leading digital bank takes significant investment. And it's not a kind of a thin, skinny neobank that we've built. We've built a full service bank. So you can have a digital transaction account all the way through to private banking. And we, while kind of the concept is that you've actually got a bank branch in your hand with a Discovery Bank, with the Discovery Bank app. And so we've enabled our clients to basically perform all functions that they need to via the app. So it's fully digital, means that you can pretty much do any banking that you'd like to do or that you need to do 24/7. But if you do need assistance, we've got a full service, outstanding client service team, which are rated number one in the country in terms of bank service, as well as our private bankers, which we call our Purple Banking Division, which is also rated number one in private banking service. So you can speak to a really well-qualified human banker whenever you need to, and that's available to every single client 24 hours a day, 365 days a year at any point in time. And what we've had to do as well is to develop technology that supports digital banking for our call center. So, for example, If you call in and you are struggling to complete a task, for example, on the app, and I'll pick a simple example of buying foreign currency. If you want to buy dollars, and you got a question on that, our banker can actually view your screen in real time simultaneously on their computer. And so they can guide you with a kind of a virtual laser on the app that you're looking at as a client, as if they were sitting with you in your room at that moment. So it's kind of the intimacy and the personal service of being with a banker as if you were sitting with them in a branch or in an office, but being able to do so from the comfort of your home or your office or anywhere you are at any point in time. So we've built tools that kind of bridge the digital divide for our bankers to a large extent. And that's really what we see as the future. It's kind of what we call a phygital concept, whereby it's the best of both. It's digital, but also really human in the way that we interact with our clients. And so it's a full service bank, but with all of the scalability and the economics of a fintech. And so the client is able to derive brilliant service, exceptional service, which, as I say, rated the best in the country, and we're able to scale very, very efficiently as a bank as well. So it's the best of both worlds.
From a behavioral point of view, it is quite fascinating to see how things have evolved over time. Until just a couple of years ago, the common thinking was that people want to talk about their money you know, with the real person in real life, because, you know, these are sensitive, you know, money sensitive to people, you know, and it's precious. But yeah, I guess that consumer behavior has moved in different directions. I mean, people now buy entire furniture sight unseen. So, you know, on a banking point of view, it is interesting to see how things have happened there. AI is one of the biggest buzz terms right now in the world. What I'm keen to know is, what's the play for Discovery Bank? More an efficiency play from, you know, back office, you know, point of view, the ability to do your job better. Maybe as a banker, I can know how to maybe give the appropriate banking and products to a particular client, or more on the side of, you know, the customer. Maybe I can be given some insight into how to manage my finances or something like that. What's the play there?
So I think it's both. And you know, I don't think this is kind of an either or for us. The opportunity with generative AI in particular is real kind of operational efficiency, and using AI to kind of really streamline some of the operations that we have in the business, and you know, it's in a variety of areas. So areas like compliance certainly will benefit, and areas like risk and fraud management, where you can monitor systems in real time at real scale and protect the bank and protect clients as a result of that. You know, those are things that clients just don't see. They're seamless and enable the bank to deliver better outcomes, better service, better operations at a lower price. But I think the really exciting part is what you described, kind of taking the advice to the front end, to the client, and really enabling them to get information and analytics and service that just have never been possible before, you know, at the kind of like almost like a private banking type of sophistication, but in real time using AI and kind of big data that enables the kind of the deep and really sophisticated banking services and analytics that just have never been available to retail banking clients up until now. So we're already starting to experience that as a kind of a service that our bankers can access, and you know, I think that in the not too distant future, it will certainly become a reality where our clients will be able to expose that to our clients, and they'll be able to use those kinds of capabilities as well. And that, you know, I think that is kind of the next evolution. That truly is the future of banking.
And maybe that's where we can end off today's discussion, Hilton, obviously being conscious of time, is to say every new type of technology has a learning curve behind it, right? And that learning curve in some way then influences the adoption of that particular technology. Because you are looking at it from both an internal and customer point of view, right? What's the strategy in terms of whatever the technology is? Right now we're talking about generative AI, but it could literally be, you know, a host of things. What's the strategy in terms of getting your bankers on board with certain technologies, but at the same time making sure that the customer understands that, yes, earlier on you said you've got a bank branch on your phone, right? Making sure that they actually make use of that bank branch on their phone.
So we're seeing it just be absolutely rapid. Our clients on average use our bank app every day. So our clients are using the bank or accessing the bank app over 25 times a month. So they're living it, they're using it. But I think that with technologies like WhatsApp and enabling access, you know, to the bank via kind of the platforms that people are using for their kind of daily daily communications. By doing that, you accelerate that process even more. It becomes part of, you know, part and parcel of just how people interact. And you know, that's how we're thinking about it.
All right. So that's how we'll end off today's discussion. It has been great just hearing from Hilton around what's going on in the world of Discovery Bank, understanding the fact that this is quite an important moment for them, reaching, that point of profitability, and him just talking to us about some of the drivers when it comes to the business, the fact that they've got an ecosystem within the Discovery Garden, if we're going to call it that, that has been able to help them from a client acquisition point of view. But at the same time, he was telling us that 2 out of 3 clients, are coming out, from, externally and coming into, that Discovery Net. Also understanding what's going on in terms of investment in technology, billions spent, to make something like this happen, because it has to be able to scale. It has to be able to be fit for purpose, and it has to be able to be something that can be flexed upwards, but at the same time be able to cope with all the needs. I mean, if one of these people is accessing it 25 times a month, and you've got over 1 million customers, then it just shows you just how much compute you need to be dealing with over there. And then ending off talking about AI and some of the opportunities that they see there. And he says the game changer, around the corner is where we enable the ordinary person to have access to quality, financial services and financial advice at their fingertips using, some of these generative tools that are out there. So that's been it. We were in discussion with Hilton Kellner. He is the CEO of Discovery Bank. Hilton, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Bidiwa.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.